I am the only one who makes me happy. I am the only one who makes me happy. I can think that the world would be wonderful, life would be wonderful if I were happier. I would think that all was in divine order if I were happier. If I could enjoy more happiness, I would be happier. Now, is that the truth? Is that the truth about me, that I am enjoying happiness only from the outer? I'm enjoying happiness only by the things that happen in my life? Well, when I can take time to meditate and take time to introspect and take time to listen within myself, then I begin to find out the real source of my happiness is when I am peaceful with myself. Now, can I be peaceful with myself all of the time? And the answer is yes. But why is it that I'm not peaceful with myself all the time? Why is it that I allow other things going on in the world to upset me? Why do I think that everybody in the world has to act exactly right for me? If I am acting right for me inside myself, all the world is acting right for me all around me. If I am acting right for myself within everything that I do and everything that I think and everything that I say, then all the world around me is acting right. And I am a happy person. A lot of times we look at what other people do and we say, they don't make me happy. They don't make me feel good. They don't make me feel wonderful. They don't make me feel that the life is worth living. If you ever say that, you are empowering conditions outside of yourself to control what's going on inside of yourself. And no one should do that. No one should give away who they are to the experiences of their world. Now, true, the world is a reflection of who we are inside of ourselves. So if our world outside of ourselves is not so nice, then that's who we are inside. But knowing that and acting upon that, we feel there's nothing we can do about it. But yet there's everything in the world we can do about it. We can be so loving, so wonderful, so fantastic that all the world is loving, wonderful, and fantastic for us in our world. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters. Look for the sunshine. Look for the bright side. Look for the joyous in life, and you'll find it. Look for the peaceful in life, and you'll find it. I've known so many people in my world, and knowing so many people in my world does not help anything at all. It's only when I know me, when I know who I am, that is what sets the case for everything in my life. When I look at my life and I say, all is good and very good, then I look at the world and I see the world good and very good. When I look at my life and I say, all is divine and wonderful, then I look at the world and see all is divine and wonderful. But first, I have to look at me. First, I have to look at, what do I want in my life? Is the stove hot, or is the stove warm, or is the stove heating the house, or is the stove cooking my meal? What is it I put onto all things whatever I think they should be? I put onto all things whatever I think I would like to have them be in my life. And then they are just that in my life. They are just whatever I put on them in my life, and then they are just that. Now, nothing more takes place in my life than for everything in the world to be exactly what I put on it. Now, what do I want to put on it? Do I want to put on my world that I am a happy, joyous, loving person, and that every being on the face of the earth is a happy, joyous, loving person? If that's what I want to do, then it's up to me. Because when we look at life and we say, what do I want to do? What do I want to be? Where do I want to go? What do I want to make out of my life? And that's not the question. The question is, what am I doing right now to enjoy my life to the fullest? Am I calling everything in my life good? Then everything in my life will be good and is good, because then I am seeing everything in my life good. If I have the ability to recognize good, I have the ability to demonstrate it in every area of my life. If I have the ability to see the divine, to see happiness, to see peace, to see joy, then I have the ability to experience happiness, peace, and joy in every area of my life. It's just up to me where I want to put my thought. It's just up to me where I want to put my dreams, where I want to put my desires for myself. It's just up to me. And when I make that decision, when I make that choice, then whatever I have made it to be, that's what it is for me. Are you ready to be totally in charge of your world, or are you going to let the world take charge of you? Are you going to look at the experiences in the world and say they are good or bad? Or are you going to look at the experiences in your world and say, I created that. That's me. That's a reflection of me. I'm a happy person. My world is happy. I'm a joyous person. My world is joyous. Yes, that's exactly what it is. Now, can you at all times take charge of yourself and say, I am the creator of every experience in my life? I know what I want to be. I know what I want to do. It's not a matter that I want to go out and experience life. I experience life inside of me. I experience life inside of my heart. I experience life wherever I am. And I am so happy because nothing can make my life better or worse than my thought about it. And so today, I make this decision, I make the claim, my thought about my life is beautiful and whole and wonderful. My thought about me is good. My thought about anything that I do, anywhere that I go, I may travel the world. And as I travel the world, I find adventures everywhere. But whenever I come home to my own inner self, I find there peace, harmony, bliss. I find in my own inner self who I really am. And because I find in my own inner self who I really am, then that is who I really am. It's wonderful. I don't have to search the world to find adventure. I don't have to search life to find adventure. I don't have to go someplace to have new experiences. I have those new experiences in my heart. I have those new experiences in my soul. I have those new experiences in my being every moment of my life. And because I have those experiences every moment of my life in me, I know where to go to look for my adventures in life. I know where to go to look for my happiness in life. I know where to go to find the peace that passeth all understanding and makes me feel content, makes me feel at one, makes me feel good, makes me feel right, right now. Now, we can all search, we can all look, we can all wonder, we can all dream and desire something outside of ourselves. But when we realize that everything is inside of ourselves right now, that everything dwells in us right now, we are the happiest of beings. Don't dwell on yesterday. Don't dwell on tomorrow. Dwell on right now. And in dwelling on right now, see right now as a fulfillment of every desire in your heart. It is who you are. It is what you are. It is why you are. It is all the good that you are. Be that today. Be that today and know that that is all that matters for you. That's all that matters for anybody in this world. And it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing because that's who you are, and that's who I am. Live it today and know that it's your choice and your decision and your delight. I love you. I love you. I love you.